All right, everybody, get ready. Because today we're taking a deep dive into AI and cybersecurity.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know,
chuckles.
AI is either going to steal all of our jobs or be our savior. I think we need to kind of unpack that a little bit. What do you think?
Absolutely. And this PC Sendover, it does a really good job at that. Tackling some of those common myths around AI and cybersecurity, you know, and I think it's really interesting, right? Because a lot of times these myths are actually what's making businesses more vulnerable because they're not actually looking at it realistically.
Yeah. Well, let's do that then. So like, what's the first myth that we need to debunk?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is that AI is a silver bullet for cybersecurity, right?
Okay.
So like, it's just going to be this magic wand you can wave and all your problems disappear.
Oh, I wish. Yeah, that would be, that'd be really nice. Chuckles.
Right. It would be incredible.
Yeah.
But that's not realistic, right? So we need to think about it like this. You know, AI is a tool, right?
Yeah.
And it's a really high-tech, powerful tool, but you're not going to show up to, you know, build a house with just a hammer, right?
Right.
You need a whole toolbox. You need all the things in it to be able to build a strong structure. And cybersecurity is really similar. You need your firewalls. You need, you know, really robust security awareness training for all of your employees.
Yeah.
All of that works together.
Okay.
And AI just helps you do some of those things more efficiently.
So it's not about replacing our entire security setup.
Exactly.
Good to know. All right. So no AI force field then. What about this idea that AI makes us basically invincible? Because, I mean, come on, hackers are, like, really good at what they do. Can AI really shut them down completely?
Yeah, I wish it was that simple. But hackers are constantly adapting, right? They are evolving their tactics and technology all the time. So this source really brings up a crucial point, which is that complacency is really the danger, right? Even with AI, you can't just sit back and relax, you know, assume everything is taken care of. Staying vigilant, staying proactive is non-negotiable.
Okay, so that kind of plays into the next myth I wanted to talk about, which is this idea that AI is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, that it knows what it's doing, that it's never going to steer us wrong. Like, I feel like every other ad I see is like, our AI can run your whole company.
Chuckles.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
There's some marketing magic at play there for sure.
Yeah.
Right? But the reality is AI is still learning. It needs guidance. It can make mistakes. You know, I think a good analogy is, again, going back to the, you know, security system of it all, is that you can have the most advanced security system out there, right? But it still needs software updates.
Yes.
It still needs somebody to check why the alarm's going off at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and to maybe teach it in the first place.
Exactly.
What to look out for.
Exactly.
Which actually reminds me about that fourth myth that AI works all on its own. I always imagine, like, you know that lone AI, like, sweating in a server room trying to fight off hackers with code? It's probably not that dramatic, is it?
It's an amazing image.
Chuckles.
It's not quite the reality, though. The source really stresses the importance of human oversight with AI. AI can be incredible at spotting those anomalies, right, those red flags, but it often takes a human to understand the context of a situation, right?
Yeah.
Now, to actually be able to analyze it and then make a decision. Is this a genuine threat or is this, you know, Steve logging in at 3 a.m. again?
Right, exactly. Okay, last myth I wanted to touch on today, and this is one I hear a lot, especially from, you know, smaller businesses, and that's AI is only for the big guys. They think it's too expensive, it's too complicated. Is there any truth to that?
I think there's this misconception out there that you need to be, you know, a huge tech giant with these massive budgets to even consider AI. But the reality is AI is becoming increasingly accessible, you know, especially with all of these cloud-based solutions popping up. You don't need to be, you know, a massive corporation to benefit from AI anymore.
So you don't need to build your own AI from scratch.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, I like it. So after diving into all of these myths, if our listener could only take away one thing about AI and cybersecurity from our conversation today, what would you want that to be?
I would say at the end of the day, the biggest takeaway is AI is a really powerful tool, but it's not a magic solution. And it's all about working with AI, understanding its limitations, and using it strategically as part of a broader, you know, approach to your overall cybersecurity. I think it's important to remember that even the experts are constantly learning and adapting when it comes to AI. So that just goes to show you how much potential there is in this field.
Absolutely. Okay, listener, one last thing for you to think about today. You know how we talk a lot about AI being used in, you know, cybersecurity for companies and things, but what about all those everyday apps you use? I mean, every single app on your phone probably uses some form of AI. Have you ever stopped to think about how those apps might be vulnerable or how AI could actually make them even more secure? Just something to ponder.
Absolutely.
That's going to do it for our deep dive today.